out there and somewhere, so is our laptop power cable. But it's not here tonight on an all-new episode of I Want to Believe on the Podzilla 1985 Network. What's up, guys? Shannon Young here with you, Mr. 100, but not 100% on battery because we're actually down to about 51%. Computer says we got plenty of time. We really need to start tying a thing around our finger to let us know that we forgot the charge cable because we don't want to have a situation like they had last night on Nerd Up. Now, if you miss Nerd Up, you missed the epic 3-minute show. Unfortunately, now it wasn't because of a power cable, but they did have computer problems. Let's take you back to last night and find out what happened on that 3-minute episode of Nerd Up.
And that was it. We made it 2 minutes and 45 seconds into the show before the damn thing broke!
I thought we didn't cuss on this one.
And that was last night's Nerd Up. In case you missed it.
I don't understand why Jesse got so enraged.
I don't think I've ever heard Jesse that angry before.
And I don't think I've heard him yell like that.
I've never heard him yell like that. No. And like,
made him angry.
I'd like to think that it was an tongue-in-cheek thing that he was
he was going on right. Over the top on purpose.
But I don't think he was. Because I know how upset he gets about that laptop. So, Jesse, if you're listening to this, and I know you're not. Actually, you might be, because someone's probably told you, Shannon, play that clip of you. And I'm assuming that's Cody. Made that
is
noise.
That your Cody impersonation?
That's my dad's like, what's a Ghostbuster? That's my Cody. Love him. Love him to death.
Is that Predator 2 also?
Terrible person. No, that's Tanner.
Tanner, gotcha.
That's Mr. Bucket. It's a different guy. He's not here tonight.
Yeah.
But that's what happened last night. Tonight, we forgot the power cable, so it might be a short show as well. However, you're guaranteed at least
not 3 minutes
more
short,
than 5 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
With me tonight, of course, the A-Bear cousins, Calvin A-Bear.
Thought we weren't related.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And Allie A-Bear.
Hi.
So
I have more cat power than she does at the moment.
She's just regular cat. He's Thundercats. But her, it's just the cat faces.
Yeah.
I thought you wore the shirt with the little cat buttholes on them.
No, this is the other one. I have two shirts that are very similar. One of them is just little cat heads, and the other one is actual little cat drawings. And one of them is the little butthole.
There's a little asterisk. Yeah. Also, I just remember that I don't have the notes for the show, so I'm going to go grab them from the printer. Give me a second.
If it's an asterisk, that's a cat butthole. Is it a castrisk?
Sure. Don't really have a response to that.
Good. Okay, and we're back. Got the notes for the show tonight. It's going to be an interesting show. Tonight, main topic, we're going to talk about the internet. Oh, this is the sales for tonight's...
Ooh, memes.
That's the sales for the store tonight, because...
Did we do good?
We did okay.
Okay.
Not great. Not bad. No. We've had worse. We've had better.
Okay. That's... Yeah.
But we're going to talk about the internet tonight, because something I had thought about when it comes to the internet, and it's both a positive and a negative, and I really want to discuss it, and that is the rise of the paranormal evidence on YouTube, on stuff like that. Is it helping? Is it hurting? We're going to talk about that in the main event. But before we get there, I got a little bit of house cleaning to do, as Asa likes to say on CCW Live.
Housekeeping.
Not house cleaning.
Nope.
Okay.
do we usually have like the do not disturb thing hung or something?
We should have had that today when we were in the back. Looking for Christmas trees. Mm-hmm. Allie, you remember?
Yeah.
Anyway, tonight's episode of I Want to Believe is brought to you by the films of Neil Breen. You can find him on the internet at like 5 different websites, each dedicated to a different film that Neil Breen has done. And Calvin is now massaging his head.
I am like, you're giving me cancer actively. I don't know how.
How much Neil Breen have you seen?
Enough to know that I don't want to see more.
Disagree. Agree to disagree.
I watched a full movie.
I've watched 2, and I'm looking for more.
Well, you're just a...
masochist?
Yeah.
This actually...
special kind of masochist,
this
though.
Relates to what we're talking about. Huh. Because most of his films involve either the supernatural, government conspiracies...
People in furry suits?
No, that's Cool Cat.
No, yeah,
that's Derek Savage. My goal, and I'm going to announce this now, my goal is to get Neil Breen on the show.
Good luck.
I don't think it's going to be that hard.
I don't think it would be hard.
Where does he live?
Vegas, but we can Skype him in. We can do a phone call with
that's
him.
That's true.
I am dead serious. My next celebrity get on the show. Tanner, if you're listening, Neil Breen. I would love to talk to him. His films are so mind-bogglingly, so I can't even say the word. They're so bad, but in a good way. Like, I feel there's a heart in those films.
You're going to ask him all these questions.
Yes.
And he's not going to really answer any of them.
I don't care. I just want to have him on the show. I just want to be able to say I had Neil Breen on my show. And because Neil Breen is, he is the future of bad cinema. Like, you know, we haven't had a director this prolific when it comes to of amateurishness and non-talent since like Ed Wood. And that was a long, long time ago. The cinema world has been waiting for the next Ed Wood. Some people thought it was going to be Tommy Wiseau, but he did one movie that was terrible, The Room, which admittedly really bad. But have you seen Neil Breen's films? He hits a whole new level of what the fuckery that I really feel more people should know about him. And I'm dead serious. I respect and appreciate that man.
Don't listen. Run for your lives.
None of this is me being facetious. This is entirely honest. Allie can tell you how much I've been watching Neil Breen lately. I'm obsessed with him.
If you were being facetious, I wouldn't be contracting cancer. That's my point.
Neil Breen and Poppy, both of them, just nonstop.
One of them has talent.
Yeah, but I like Poppy too.
I am glad that you like bad movies, because then I can like find you easy presents.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh my God, no. Zane Laney, if you're wondering, what do I get Shannon for Christmas? You shouldn't be, first off. Don't get me anything for Christmas. But if you really feel like you have to, you can get me any of the Neil Breen films. They're only about $30 a piece. And you get them in a sweet jewel case. No art, no box. And it's basically just a DVD-R or whatever with stuff, you know, printed on top of it, typed down on top of it. If you're wondering which one's my personal favorite, I've seen two full-length ones. His newest one, Twisted Pair, and I Am Here Now.
Is there a comma in it?
No, there's four dots.
Yeah.
Oh.
A joke that we have now integrated into our group chat where... There's two jokes that have been taken off in the group chat lately. I Am Here Now and Hey Jim. And it warms my heart to know that Hey Jim has caught on. And that's like our calling card now. Uh-huh. And now I feel like Neil Breen needs to be morbid. He also did Pass Through, Fateful Findings, and Double Down. Fateful Findings is clearly the best movie he's done. It's the most oh my god-ish. But I Am Here Now was also really fantastic. So again, if you can... go out of your way to watch the fantastic paranormal movies by Neil Breen. You will thank me later.
So can I plug something that isn't cancerous, but you will think is cancerous?
Yes.
All right.
Does it relate to the show?
Yeah, it's the other end of the show. It's the sci-fi end.
Okay, yeah. Hit me with it.
Rick and Morty season 4.
I don't hate Rick and Morty as much as Lindsay. It's not my cup of tea, but it's better than Letterkenny.
We got two new episodes.
Anything is better than Letterkenny.
I think there's like five total that are coming before, and then there's more for the next part of the season. I don't know why they divided the season up. It's like two seasons in one,
right?
Too many seasons. I don't know.
And they're currently running. They just had episode two air.
Sunday, I think. I don't know.
Probably.
Google it.
One other real quick promotional thing here. I actually just read an article today, and I want you guys to check it out. It's at HuffPost. I would give you the link, but my God.
Is that HuffPost 420? Like, what kind of Huff?
I think it's Huffington Post.
I think it's supposed to be Huffington Post.
But I think it's like
Post,
sci-fi, where they don't want to be the sci-fi channel anymore, so now they're just Siffy.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
Yeah, so it's HuffPost now. There's an article on there written by actor Alex Aronson. I hope I'm getting that correctly. And it's about his personal paranormal experience that he had while filming as an extra on one of the ghost reality shows. He doesn't say which one. Fairly certain it's Ghost Adventures, but it might be one of the other terrible ones. Like, I don't know. There's like a million of them.
This is like a self thing? Like it's a
Yeah, he wrote it himself.
Okay.
Because he went on there as an extra to do one of the reenactments. You know how they do reenactments during the show? Yeah. Which is why I think it's Ghost Adventures, because they're really heavy on the reenactments. And he experienced paranormal things on there because he didn't know what he was really getting into. He knew he was doing a part like this. He doesn't really believe in ghosts. He believes in the possibility. And when he got there...
But they gave him money.
They gave him money, yeah. Here's a paid thing. But when he got there, weird stuff started happening. He started tying it together with the story that was being told. And it's a really fascinating read. So I really recommend that you go. Again, it's on HuffPost. Alex Aronson. Good story. Check it out. Lastly, before we get to the stories of the week, we did our, and I wish Tanner was here for this, we did our River Radio haunt investigation. Myself, Allie, Calvin, Ethan, and Tanner. And mm-hmm. then, of course, we had
Carly
with us. Sorry, Carly. I wanted to say Kristen, and I knew that wasn't right. I apologize. Carly was a sweetheart. She was great. Super into it, which was really nice. You could tell that she had a real fascination with it and wanted to get to the bottom of what was going on. We caught some pretty interesting things on there. Nothing, no smoking gun, which always makes me sad because you're always looking for that smoking gun when it comes to the paranormal. We're actually still going over some of the evidence. It's been a little delayed because now we're getting into the Christmas season, which, as most of us work retail, is killer. So we'll get to that as soon as we can, but a couple of possibly interesting EVPs, some skeletal footage, that sounds weird, on the Kinect camera that may or may
That's
not.
That's not as creepy as you think.
No.
It's a motion.
It's a mapping.
Yeah, it's a mapping tool for the Kinect cameras. Yeah.
It's more like stick people.
Using infrared.
Right.
Yeah, it's not.
Some personal experiences that were very interesting. It was a really interesting night. Tanner and I are talking about going back again in the future and lining up some more investigations along the way. So very, very cool. I want to thank you guys who kept up with us. Jesus Christ. That night through Facebook, we did a couple of live videos and they were messaging us and stuff. So yeah, very, very cool. Thank you guys. We'll let you know exactly what happened in the future. We're also going to try to probably have Carly on the show to talk about it. So maybe the next I want to believe.
Cool.
And yeah, it was a lot of fun. We can't wait to do some more. I know we've got...
Wait. Are we inviting an actual radio person onto our podcast?
We've done it before. Hunter, Cody, that's it.
I was going to say, you mean the ones that like helped you start it?
The start? Well, Cody didn't help me start it, to be fair. Hunter helped me start it. Cody just joined it and made it better. Because like Hunter was like our, if you get into the history of Podzilla 1985, Hunter was a stake in the ground that we built it on, you know, and tied everything together because he was the professional. And then Cody came along and with Hunter made it like sound professional. And now that they're both gone, down the drain. Like, we are back to Trashville, so...
Hey, you like, give it a few months, and there might be some sponsorship.
And you never know. Like, Hunter drops by occasionally. Cody drops by occasionally. You never know who's going to show up tonight, which is why I have a special surprise for you guys. I've got somebody hiding in the back. I'm lying. God, that would have been great, though.
I was going to say, I went back there to get the stuff.
I've also been here most of the day.
Yeah, but not all of it. All of it. All right, let's get to the stories this week. First off, I have a question for you guys. You know who Greta Thunberg is, right? She was the teenage activist for climate change. That's been all over the news because she's the one that said, you robbed us of our future, et cetera, et cetera.
Is she the one that scowled at Trump?
Yes.
Okay.
And now the question is being asked, is Greta Thunberg a time traveler? The answer is no.
Okay.
Did you see the picture of the fleet? Like the Navy, they're on a ship, and they're obviously Navy people from like World War II, I think. But just dead center, one of the dudes is full on dab, and the post is just time travel's getting pretty brave now.
Time travel's getting sucky. That's actually a good segue though, because that's why I wanted to talk about the story. So, this is from Coast to Coast was where I read this. An 1898 photo of children working in a gold mine in Canada's Yukon Territory has gone viral due to one of the youngsters' stunning resemblance to teenage climate change activist Greta Thunberg. The spooky image popped up online over the weekend after someone discovered it in the University of Washington archives. The photo quickly went viral with many imaginative individuals suggesting that it was proof that Thunberg was a time traveler, while others agreed or argued that it was merely a clever fake. It was proven that this photo is real. This is a real photo. It wasn't doctored anyway. And the person does. I saw the picture. They do bear a striking resemblance to the girl, but she's not.
I was going to say, there's tons of people that look like famous people throughout history.
There's the old argument of, is Nick Cage a vampire? Because of all the pictures of people that look like Nicolas Cage through history.
My dad always, whenever he would come pick me up from somewhere... There was one time I actually scared him to the point he jumped in his seat in his truck because I opened the door and he was looking at someone that he thought was me.
Well, see, now that's a little different. That's a doppelganger. Doppelgangers are current time where it's trying to take over your life. We're talking about time traveling.
The same point of they're
There are people that look like
you. Two people can look alike.
There is a very famous photo of me. Don't look for it. Or actually, it's not of me. That's the point. That my friend Brian McDonald posted years ago. Where any ass is this planet X dimension Shannon? Because it looks exactly like me. It's this big dude in a black shirt and his pants are up so high. It's like this big strong guy. His pants are like up to his under his chest basically, with full on moose knuckling. Is that what it's called when it's a man? Is a moose knuckle?
I mean, sure.
Okay.
Why not?
But it looks so much like me. It's scary. Like, I think it's on my Facebook. If you go to my photos and look through it, it's way back. But I think Ali's now going to try to find it.
Yeah. I feel like you've shown me this before.
I feel like I have too. But there's also the picture I posted of that guy that looks just like Calvin. Well, except
You mean Kylo Ren?
No, different guy. This guy's a lot dirtier and like.
I know the one you're talking about. Yeah.
But it's a thing. But no, I don't think Greta Thunberg is a time traveler. Because someone said online, if she was a time traveler, she wouldn't just be like protesting climate change. She would be providing facts of what happened in the future to how to stop it. Which is why time travel is bullshit, by the way. And that's why time travel is bullshit. Because there's no way we wouldn't have already known there was a time traveler. Because it would have already happened.
Dude. We're all time travelers.
Stop it.
Moving at 1 second, Allie. A second.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Well, I think it was during the pre-show you asked if I was stoned.
Yes.
I had to do full stoner.
I subscribe to the theory that time travel, if you do time travel, it creates an alternate, you know, history or whatever, which would mean that time travel would never take place in our timeline. Because if it did, we would have hardly known about it.
Or our timeline was spawned because of a time traveler.
Yeah, like an alternate dimension type thing. Really quick, what's the best time travel movie? There's only one answer. Allie, go.
Terminator?
Is it Total Recall?
It's neither of those, but those are both. Well,
is it The Time Machine?
No.
Is it Jumper?
Stop.
Is it Looper? Jumper's not a time travel thing.
Yeah, well, neither is Total Recall.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I think you're thinking of Terminator, but she already said that.
No, I'm definitely not thinking of Terminator, but it's not Total Recall because now I remember that movie.
And I like how you guys are trying to guess at what I think is the best time traveling movie of all time. I want to know what you think. Allie, what do you think is the best time traveling movie of all time? But you're wrong because there's only one answer.
The Girl Who Leapt Through Time.
Lindsay still hasn't watched that. I know what it is, though.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember movies that have to do with time travel.
Pick one.
Doctor Strange? Doesn't have to do with time travel?
This is a series.
I don't know if that... I think... Well, no. She's talking about Doctor Strange, the Marvel.
Oh, Doctor Strange. I'm thinking of Doctor
Who. Not Doctor Who. Because Doctor Who, I think, does deal with time travel.
Yeah.
Oh, the correct
Strange
answer...
Strange does time travel, too.
The correct answer is Time Cop, starring Jean-Claude Van Damme. Classic. If you've never seen it.
Yeah, I'll give you a classic. That's fair.
Also has Ron Silver. No one talks about him enough anymore. All right.
Oh, I found it.
Did you find the picture?
I found it.
I like how proud. Yeah, that's it. Look at him.
Jeez.
Yeah. Post that on our Podzilla 1985 account.
He is somehow terrifying and not terrifying simultaneously.
Post that on Podzilla 1985 and say, is this alternate dimension Shannon? Because, yeah, it's scary. All right, moving on. This one's going to scare the pants off you. This is from Coast to Coast AM by way of the Manica Post, which I assume is a publication in Zimbabwe that ran a legitimate article headline, I shit you not, that said, suspected goblins kill 10 family members. Calvin's question when he heard about this was it 10 goblins, like members of their own family?
Did they kill their own family? Is this goblin on goblin violence?
In Zimbabwe, that's terrible. No, it's a little bit weirder than that. In a strange story out of Zimbabwe, goblins have been blamed for a mysterious series of deaths that left a family decimated. The bizarre case reportedly came to light last month when members of the, Nzvinga family in the town of Nyanga, I'm so sorry, they're not listening, turned to a prophet for help after a whopping 10 relatives had perished under inexplicable circumstances. The tragedies had apparently become so troubling that the remaining family members had actually moved into a church in an attempt to thwart whatever forces were tormenting them. Now, normally in stories like this, you find out that it's some, you know, hysteria, there's some craze, and then they say, okay, it was actually this, and everybody felt stupid, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. It goes on. I'm continuing. Quote, we established that there was witchcraft in the family, explained Francis Nzvinga, that engaged Madzibaba Nzira, who exposed the culprit. I don't know what any of that means. The source of the family suffering, it would seem, was an individual who had harnessed the power of sorcery for sinister means and somehow obtained a goblin to do their bidding, because goblins in Zimbabwe come very cheap, as I understand. The reasoning behind that conclusion is that when the prophet went to the family's home to cleanse the residence, he found witchcraft paraphernalia that included a club with a hyena tail attached to it, a blood-filled clay pot, and a, quote, creepy-like goblin. Meaning that there are goblins who aren't creepy-like. There are attractive goblins.
So could this just be like a weird case of like overly feral humans?
I don't know, because the way they're talking about the goblin makes it seem like this is matter of fact. Oh, yeah, we got him. He's in jail right now. Quote, what shocked us most is that inside one of the clay pots was a paper with a list of people that had died mysteriously, said Nzvanga. However, that may have been even more troubling. Was that the list was not complete and that there were more family members who had been, quote, earmarked to die. The prophet echoed the sentiment by noting that people who appeared on a list in the clay pot were bound to die in the near future, but that their demise was thwarted when he prayed and, quote, summoned the goblins and cast them out of the family's home. This is an article run in a publication in 2019. Let that sink in. There's two ways of thinking about this. One is that all of this science bullshit you keep spouting over there is bullshit. Mm-hmm. And that what actually happens is goblins and sorcery run the world. Mm-hmm. But there is a concentrated effort in the United States to suppress this knowledge.
We D&D now.
It's D&D for reals. The other is that, like, I don't know. What's wrong with these guys?
Again.
Like, goblins.
Uh-huh. I mean, I could see like a feral child being considered a goblin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I want to know is why they didn't get pictures.
That's suspicious.
If you're legitimately summoning goblins to cast them out of the home, I want video evidence. I want to see these goblins.
Or at least you to make a business card that says like Goblin Summoner Esquire or something.
Goblin Summoner, you know? / of evictor.
Evictor.
I'm a goblin evictor in Zimbabwe.
So, back to the photo.
Quickly.
I'm trying to post it on Podzilla, and it automatically tagged Chris McFarland.
What? That's great. I like it. I don't know if you should take the tag off or not.
I'm gonna take the tag off.
Because that's very funny, and someone let Slammer know that the internet thinks my Planet X version is him. So even if they got video, let's say Devil's Advocate, if they had video of them exorcising these goblins from this home, this will tie into our main story later. Would anyone believe it? If you saw a video online that said legitimate evidence proof, goblins summoned and evicted from family home, and you watch that video, would any part of you go, that could be real? Or would you just be like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen?
Is it in 4K?
It's Zimbabwe. I'm assuming not.
Wow.
I think they're filming it in a potato. I don't know. These guys still believe in goblins.
It's not actually a film. They're just taking a bunch of pictures on disposable cameras really fast.
I'm pretty sure there's a guy he's drawing it, and it's like a flip book. Is that offensive?
A little bit.
I think any country where you're running headlines about goblins killing family is open to being called stupid.
At least the publication.
And I'm not saying they're not talented, because you know they're drawing it really fast to do a flip book.
Well, and also we're talking about it. They were successful in getting publicity to their publication.
That's true. I don't understand why anyone would want that kind of publicity. But you know what? If you were a listener from Zimbabwe, send me a message at
do you exist
goblins is real at podzilla1985.com, and we can talk about,
oh, you know, somebody's goblins. Gonna do it just to troll you now.
I think that would be funny. Troll me or goblin me?
I think you were just racist towards goblins or trolls.
I don't,
or both.
I don't like fantasy races. That's true. Allie said I played a human in the Star Wars D&D campaign that we played with Hunter, and he was
terrible.
Pretty racist against other species.
Why would you choose human?
Because he's an Imperial.
Are you boring?
He's an Imperial. Imperial don't allow aliens.
What'd you choose in Skyrim?
Was
it Breton?
It was Imperial.
Wow.
He is very,
Oh, I don't like this. I don't like vanilla.
What do you normally like to play in WoW?
Human.
Or
Worgen.
And what
they turn into werewolves?
What class?
Warrior. Uh-huh. What do you got to say?
Uh-huh.
What do you got to say, Cal?
Uh huh.
All right, moving on.
You want a gunblade too?
Yes, I do. I don't want to talk about this anymore. So there's another article I think you guys should go read that I wrote this down. It's by Linda Howe, and it's at earthfiles.com. I forgot to write down the article title.
Wait, did you say earthfiles.com?
Earthfiles.com. F-I-L-E-S. In case there's an earthfiles.com with a P-H, which could be a porn site. That happened to me once when I used to go to gamefacts.com, but I forgot to type in gamefacts. It's F-A-Q-S. So I typed in F-A-C-T-S.com, porn site. Whitehouse.com, porn site.
No, yeah, Lemon Party. No, never mind. I really hope that the Earth Facts, or it was Earth Files.
Earth Files.
Porn site is just a whole bunch of people doing that jumping into caves thing.
That's better than what I thought he was going to say. I thought he was going to say, like, having sex with a hole in the ground.
I mean, that's the implication.
Oh. The implication is better than the reality of it. Of course it is. But this is something that I've experienced. That's why I think people should go listen to it. Because I bet there are people listening to this right now that have experienced the same thing. You know this phenomenon where you're outside and you hear what sounds like a jet flying over. Like, it's that loud jet noise. And it sounds like something super close or low. But you look around and there's no planes in the sky.
It's the prolonged sonic boom of atmosphere being kind of ripped apart.
Which, when you say it like that, is terrifying. Eh. I mean, think about the atmosphere was being ripped apart.
What do you think lightning is?
God's wrath.
It's literally the atmosphere being forced apart so that plasma can reach the ground and then dissipate. And then all that air clapping back together violently.
So it's clapping electric cheeks.
I hate that I described it to you now.
Yeah, I think you should regret that. So you think that this is all just natural, nothing to worry about?
I think there are enough explanations for it that are mundane that even if a person on the ground can't explain it, there's probably an explanation for it. A realistic explanation for it.
Have you ever heard it yourself?
When we used to live out in Pennsylvania, yeah.
Really?
But I was, even at a young age, was told, oh, it's just planes that are above the clouds. Like, you can't see them, but they're causing, it's rippling down.
Yeah, but sometimes it gets really loud. And I used to hear it a lot, especially when I lived in Illinois. You would go outside and you would hear it. And I remember just looking up in the sky, like, nonstop, like, where is that coming from? But I didn't think anything about it. And these articles on this particular site, because they've compiled over 200 testimonials about it, goes back about 10 years, I think, to 2009 or 2010, something like that. Yeah, but I heard it when I was a kid. Yeah. So whatever it is,
a kid too.
Yeah. Allie, you heard it?
I don't recall hearing it.
Okay. There's also this sound. Have you ever heard like a blaring, almost like a trumpet when you go outside? Because that's another one that people have been hearing. And
I've heard that one.
Tons of videos online. It just sounds like a trumpet blowing. Some people think it's like the end of days type thing. But this is another thing that's been happening for a while.
I mean, the Bible talks about sounding trumpets.
Yeah, but like, I feel like if this really is that, they've been doing this for a while, and it would have been the end of days by now. My God, how long are you going to make us wait? It just takes too long. Like, I don't know what Jesus is waiting for. If you'd like to hear more of our thoughts about Jesus, the pre-show, $1. We talked about him a little bit earlier.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, I just want to get confirmation about that. So what are these noises? You know what I think it is? Actually, I don't think it is, but a lot of people do think it is. Harp. You know what harp is?
I've heard it before.
Just any excuse to talk about harp, I like to take advantage of.
It sounds like a SpaceX experiment code name.
So it is I need to look up exactly where it's at because I forget where this military, I'm pretty sure it's a military, place is. But it is just a bunch of equipment that the theory is that they're trying to control the weather. is the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. Yeah. It's a U.S. Air Force. It's jointly funded by the U.S. Air Force, the U.S. Navy, the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. This is in Alaska, and it's super secretive. And there are about a million conspiracy theories going around about what they actually do. But one of the theories is that they're trying to weaponize weather. Whether you believe that or not, I don't necessarily believe that. Only because that is so, like, Bond villain-esque.
So, there were cases.
And but they are messing with the atmosphere. That is true.
Turn the frogs gay.
oh, God.
There were cases of, like, some battles, people firing off cannons, like just at nothing, because they knew an army was approaching. And if you did it a few days ahead of time, the
sounds would
the sonic
echo.
Booms. No. The booms would cause enough compression in the sky to make rain clouds and would wet the ground so it would make it harder to traverse. And I can only think of one example that I vaguely remember of that happening, but I like it's a known fact that big artillery can affect the weather just because of its sonics.
I don't doubt that they would try to control the weather. I mean, if you listen to like conspiracy theories about the Bilderberg group and stuff like that, and people that control the world, like what's to say that they wouldn't try to control the weather too? And you know, force, if you believe it, could force a hurricane on a city that they feel needs to be wiped out, or create a need, a FEMA need. You know, there's all these things that they could do.
Yeah.
And you might go, well, that's terrible. Why would they do that? Well, I don't think they are personally, but the government, especially the United States government, has been so secretive and so shitty for so long. I point you back to, of course, you know, Unit 731 as a prime example of how awful the United States can be, because that, if you don't know, is a Japanese, basically during World War II, a Japanese research facility where they did the most inhumane experiments on Chinese prisoners and I forget their other countries' prisoners during World War II. I mean, they vivisections, they would force gangrene on people, they would cut parts off and attach it in other places to see if they still worked. I mean, just terrible stuff. Mm-hmm. And when the United States busted them and World War II ended, they basically gave a free ride to all the scientists in exchange for their findings. Yeah. So the government basically said, thanks, we have your data, you are free to go. And that is terrible, morality wise terrible, one of the biggest black eyes of the United States government, in my opinion. But that's not what this show is. This isn't me criticizing the government. Let's talk about something that's not going to get me on a list. Allie.
Yes.
You like James Dean?
Yes.
This, I don't know if you've heard this story. You saw me looking it up on the computer because I knew the story existed, and I didn't know the exacts of it, so I wanted to get it. Do you know this? It's from The Independent. James Dean, famous Hollywood actor, who has been dead for 64 years, is set to star in an upcoming movie about the Vietnam War. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the movie, an adaptation of Gareth Crocker's novel Finding Jack, will feature a computer-generated image of Dean. Quote, we searched high and low for the perfect character to portray the role of Rogan, which has some extreme complex character arcs, and after months of research, we decided on James Dean, says Aaron Anton Ernst, one of the film's co-directors. Dean will be constructed through full-body CGI using archival footage from his films. He will be physically captured through the movements of an actor and voiced by another actor. So they're bringing James Dean back. You will literally see James Dean in a new film. How does that make you feel?
Weird. Because, like, there are other actors that have similar looks to James Dean. Why not
use a living actor?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of, I didn't think about that. You know, you always hear people complain about, why are you giving a part of a transgender person to a woman when you could give it to a transgender actor? Why are you getting, in some of the really bad cases, like, why are you giving white actors like Ralph Fiennes the part of Michael Jackson? You know, like really weird stuff like that. Now we're giving dead actors parts. Is anyone complaining?
Well, in this case, there's still an actor.
Yeah,
but he is not getting...
He'll get a mention, though.
He'll get a mention, but like for all the work that he does, it'll still be played by James Dean, I'm sure. You know what I mean?
Well, it'll be like maybe, but he might be a mocap actor. That might be what he went to acting to do.
To do mocapping.
Well, yeah. That, because then they're also getting a voice actor.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Which will probably be voice. It'll be down. Hopefully they group them together. Rogan, James Dean, voice of Rogan, James, this guy. motion capture for James Dean, this guy. But I'm afraid they'll get buried somewhere in like the technical credits, which I think is pretty crappy. But it's not the first time this has really happened. I actually, this reminded me of a Tales from the Crypt episode that it always bothered me. I never liked this episode because of the way it portrays death, which is going to sound weird. So there was a Tales from the Crypt episode, which is this from the late 80s, early 90s, you know, world famous show, one of my favorites of all time. They had an episode with Humphrey Bogart, and it was his image, but I think they had somebody do a voiceover for him, or they just took old audio from his movies and put it in this to fit the story. But I think they had a voice actor portray him. But what they would do is it was all filmed first person, but you would see like someone would move a mirror or something and you would see Humphrey Bogart. And he played a dead guy who was murdered by his wife and her lover, John Lithgow, I remember was in it. And the point of death was that you are still there. You just can't do anything. So the entire story played out from his perspective with his eyes open as everyone else does everything around him. And it was a good story, but like, you know, it was weird. And then of course there was Peter Cushing, Calvin, in Rogue One, where they completely like reconstructed him
that was
to play Grand Moff Tarkin.
Full CG though. It wasn't mocapped, was it?
I don't know.
I thought they just like, they used examples of his original like body posture and stuff and just CG'd him.
Just faked it?
Yeah, I thought.
I don't know. I need to look that up. Because
I could be wrong.
There was, which movie was it? I think it was episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. They had Grand Moff Tarkin in it, but he was played by a young actor because it was supposed to be him when he was younger. Yeah. And the guy looked strikingly similar. And it's the same thing. Why couldn't you just get, instead of CGing Peter Cushing into a film where everyone else is mostly real, other than the aliens, why couldn't you just get that actor and like put makeup on him? You know? I don't know. So most of Hollywood's not happy about it. I know I saw Elijah Wood and Chris Evans especially were like against it. And I didn't know. I didn't know if you found that exciting. It's definitely weird to think that this 64 dead year old actor is now going to be in a feature film again.
Yeah.
But you're excited.
I mean, I like James Dean, but.
But it's not really James Dean?
Yeah. It's not. It's his likeness, but.
Yeah, it's his likeness. It also might not be acted like he would act the part, so. It's literally just his likeness.
Well, I mean, if he's an actor, Calvin, he's versatile and he can portray any role.
Sure.
Okay.
Like, if you put Joe Pesci in a movie, the Joe Pesci is not going to be Joe Pesci from Casino in every film he's in. You know what I mean? Like, James Dean would probably have a range. So, you know what I mean?
But they would have a range that they're known for. You know, like, you don't get Johnny Depp. Well, never mind. That's a bad example.
Fran Drescher.
Sure.
She's the nanny.
Yeah, you don't get her to play some emo kid. And, like,
I would watch that movie. I don't know about you. Emo Fran Drescher? I'm down for it. All right, last thing before we get to the main topic. Do you know, you heard about Blade Runner?
I've heard of it. Is there new news?
Well, as of this month, Blade Runner is no longer set in the future.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It was set in November 2019. So I was looking at a comparison of what it got right and what it got wrong. A lot of it was wrong.
A lot of it was wrong.
Yeah, it normally is.
The replicant androids, the flying cars. And that's that's something that bothers me. In every movie where they're talking about the future, Back to the Future, Blade Runner, it's flying always cars. Flying cars. We are nowhere near flying cars. If you want to know the best thing that's ever been done with flying cars, there was a short film with the actors that played Dante and Randall from Clerks reprising their roles. They're in a car talking about flying cars. Go watch that. We're never going to have flying cars is what I'm saying. That's a stupid, stupid idea.
We'll have flying cars after they perfect self-driving cars because nobody wants to deal with giving everybody a pilot's license.
Oh, that would be... Oh, my God. Could you imagine a woman pilot?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. There went the script. It's out the window. Did it go in?
No.
You keep hearing the knocks?
Yeah.
That's probably the ghosts. So, main topic tonight. I was thinking about this the other day, and today especially. I spend a lot of time on the internet when I have downtime, looking up not just Neil Breen videos, but looking up.
I don't believe you.
It's about half and half. Also looking up paranormal videos. I spent a good amount of time looking up paranormal videos because I'm absolutely fascinated by them. I love to consume any kind of paranormal stuff I can get my hands on because I have such a fascination with it. But for every two, if I'm watching a list of 10 videos, for every two videos that I go, that could be legit, there's like eight that you go, man, that looks so fake. There's no way that could be real. And I thought to myself, the internet has been so good for the paranormal community because it gives us a place that we can share videos, we can share our evidence and stuff like that. But at the same time, there's so much fake stuff out there that sometimes you can't tell if it's real or if it's fake, or the fake stuff is so fake that it completely just derails the conversation about the paranormal. And I just want to talk about that and see what you guys think about the internet when it comes to the paranormal. Is it good or is it bad? I myself visit at least three or four different YouTubers that I watch consistently about paranormal videos, and I can name a couple of them off. Chills is a bad example.
I was gonna say,
not only is his voice just the worst, but his videos are
it's
also
not really his voice, it's his inflection.
What do you mean? Tonight we're gonna talk, and I can't even do it anymore because I haven't done it so long. But most of his videos are like so blatantly fake. Mm-hmm. That I don't enjoy watching him anymore. There's Slapped Ham. I like Slapped Ham. But his videos are also, a lot of the time, look really, really fake.
But he's got a good name for a YouTube channel.
He does, and he's foreign. So I think he's Australian.
I think
he's Australian, so you get that Australian accent when he talks. And then my current favorite is Nuke's Top 5. His videos are almost always legit looking. Like, they really make you wonder if they're real or not. Some of it's been really, really good. But there's so much content being produced. Yes. When I was growing up, so I grew up in the late 80s, early 90s, obviously, when I was a kid, and there were a lot of shows dedicated to the paranormal that came on. There was Sightings, which was like Dateline for the paranormal, which was a great show. Then there was like Fact or Faked, which was hosted by Jonathan Frakes, and then later James Brolin. Which one's the dad?
I have no clue, man.
Do you know who Josh Brolin is?
Vaguely.
Have you ever seen a movie with him?
I'm not putting a face to a name. I've heard the name.
Allie, have you ever seen a movie with Josh Brolin?
I'm in the same boat.
If you can name one film with Josh Brolin, I will buy you 50 cats today. 50 cats. You have 30 seconds. Any film with Josh Brolin, go.
Terminator.
No.
I just guessed.
Avengers. Oh. He's Thanos.
Oh, is he really?
Oh!
He's also Cable in Deadpool.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
If I say I don't have a face to a name, I can't.
Big purple face.
Yeah, that's not his actual. That's like. Yeah.
It's his face.
Sort of. Yeah.
What were we talking about? Paranormal videos. Yeah. So whenever you would see videos back then, it was before all of the like photoshopping techniques and all the technology that exists now. So you could tell a fake video so easily back then because it would just be like bad CG.
Yeah.
You know, and there were some that used practical effects, but it was mostly bad CG. But now the line is so hard to spot because people are so good with computer technology that they can fake stuff. And Bob explained to me, my roommate Bob, that's why he hates watching paranormal videos, and that's why he doesn't get into it as much, is because of all the people that are faking the evidence just to put it online to screw with people. And I feel like that is doing such a harm to the belief in the paranormal, because everyone just they ignore the good videos that could actually show something, and they look at the fake videos of like statues moving and stuff and go, that's fake and I don't believe in any of it. Calvin, what do you think? I'm off my high horse.
I think that it's probably, like, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I think it's more of a double-edged sword. So like, that's the negative part of it, but the positive part is that the distribution of the real ones, like, they can actually be discussed. It's not like somebody turned it into a local paper and they ran it and
like the Manica Post.
Yeah, and then it just doesn't go anywhere because the internet didn't exist and nobody knew about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, Asa, who's on the show here on Podzilla, he's kind of a prime example, I think, of like, he doesn't believe in the paranormal. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the stuff that comes out that I show him, like, oh, look at this video, he just kind of dismisses, because how can you believe it, you know, if it's on the internet? Yeah. So I think there's a stigma.
I think there is. I think that if a video had substantial and actual proof that it wouldn't matter.
What do you mean by substantial proof? Like if there was witnesses backing it up, stuff like that?
Yeah, I think that just because there's a stigma around it wouldn't... I think that eventually it would reach the hands of somebody who had enough power to do something with it.
I'd like to believe that, but I think people either don't believe or they don't care at this point. And I point to my best evidence of that being all the videos that were leaked from To the Stars Academy with Tom DeLonge, Allie, about the UFO sightings by the Navy. These are verified videos that 100% exist, that have 100% been verified, and nobody cares. We're talking about it, and there are circles that definitely talk about it, but you can't go to like CNN or Fox News and find this anywhere out in the open that these legitimate unidentified flying objects have been spotted by our military, and like either nobody believes it or they just don't care.
Well, I think one of the things about it coming from the military, even if it was leaked, is that the military is a powerful enough organization to do something about it and investigate it already.
So we don't have to worry about
it? Yeah. If it's some guy with a couple of cameras, there's probably going to be some suspicion of, oh, it's faked. But if he has evidence that can't be faked, that's proven, eventually it'll end up and it'll climb the ladders. It's just that, like, going up in priority will take longer, but it'll cause waves, whereas coming down from the military, it's like lessening in priority. So people are like, oh, it's already being handled.
What do you think about that, Allie? You agree with that?
Sort of. I also think that people forget about it quickly because it's not affecting them directly.
Because of the news cycle that we have?
The news cycle we have and like the amount of people that deal with bigger issues on it or things that affect them more directly day to day, like making sure to pay all your bills. Like things seem to weigh heavier a little bit more now.
It's not as imminent.
Yeah. That going, okay, well, I gotta get to work. I gotta do these other things.
So that's why I wonder why more people aren't fascinated with the paranormal, because what directly affects people more than dying? You know, this is something that we're all gonna do, and we treat it so nonchalantly because it's a matter of fact, because it is a matter of fact. Like, you're going to die. That is just a fact.
Yeah, but most people don't even fully like start coming to terms with that until after they're in their 20s.
You know, I thought you were going to say way later than that, honestly. Because I know people that are in their 30s and early, you know, like late 30s that don't even think about dying still. And I envy them.
Right. But what I'm saying is when you're a kid, you don't think about that. You don't even, for a long time, you don't even have a concept of death. And then you get a concept of death. And then through your teens, you're kind of, you know, teen angst and you feel immortal.
Yeah.
Right. And then you get to your 20s and that starts to wear off. And so that's when people start recognizing it, even if they don't actually actively think about it.
Yeah.
So I don't. That kind of imminence is for later in life. And at that point in time, people are thinking about the next generation instead of themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'll never do that.
Sure.
I'll never think about the next generation. I'm definitely thinking about myself. Part of the reason that I want to investigate the paranormal.
Star Trek?
It's the best Star Trek, and you know it is. But part of the reason I investigate the paranormal is because I want to prove that there is an afterlife or something because of my own fear of dying. You know, I have this, it's also, you know, you factor in like the desire to know that my loved ones, like my parents, are somewhere and not nowhere. But and that's why I comb through the internet nonstop looking for that like evidence that reassures me that there could be something after this life. But I will admit that since I've found all this evidence to search through, it's almost desensitized me to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like information overload.
Yeah. Whereas before, like if you would have shown me as a kid that there would be a place I could go to look at this, some of it really good evidence, some of it just clearly fake. I would have loved it because I used to watch those shows on TV all the time. But now that I have it at my fingertips whenever I want it, I'm desensitized to it. And a lot of times, like, I find it hard to believe anything that I see on the internet.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's going to get worse as time goes on, where we're going to take things we see on there less and less seriously. And eventually, you know, everything's going to feel like a performance art type thing. And no one's going to care anymore. Because I think we're already at a point where people don't care.
So what you're saying is reality is subjective.
Jesus Christ. What I'm saying is, like, I want to know. There's a couple things. One, I want to know why people fake evidence. And post
attention
it online.
Trolling. It's the like the internet is a screaming match with everyone else in the world.
Yeah, but it seems like a really weird thing to troll about. Of I caught a ghost on film. It seems like it's almost like a project where they just want to have it out there and see how many people they can fool.
Yeah.
But again, now in the era of the internet, it feels pointless because there's so much of it. It's like a porn star. I don't understand why anybody wants to be a porn star where before. Like, you knew the porn stars. You knew the Jenna Jamesons and the other ones. What's the other one's name?
I don't know.
This is going to drive me crazy. Her real name is Carmen Electra, I'm pretty sure. Or no, that's not it. Carmen
Electra
was an actress.
Yeah.
Her name starts with a T. She's Asian. I'm gonna go nuts. Let's just move on.
Yeah.
Before, you knew who the porn stars were because it wasn't so saturated. Like, if you were a star in porn, everyone knew you. But now there are so many ways to process porn and to get porn. Everyone's kind of like their own star for like 5 minutes, and then there's 50 other people in the next hour ready to take your spot.
Or they're their own star in their own like little clique of viewers.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody has their own circles.
Yeah.
Right.
But so maybe that's all they want, is they want a little clique
Tara
of viewers.
Tara Patrick.
Jesus.
There you go.
Tara Patrick. That's what it is. Tara Patrick's her name. And Carmen Electra's real name is Tara Patrick. That's the connection. Do you think her real name was Carmen Electra?
No,
who
but
has a
you
name
just
Carmen
said
Electra?
That was her real
Carmen
name.
Carmen
San Diego. No, I said Tara. I was saying Tara Patrick's real name was Carmen Electra. No, Carmen Electra's real name is Tara Patrick.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Carmen San Diego?
I was just trying to confuse you.
It's not hard. It's not hard right now. So, Allie, you are someone that watches a lot of these videos with me.
Yes.
Mostly because you're just there when I watch them. What do you think about them? Do you take them seriously?
It's hard to watch them and think any of them are real just because of,
that's exactly what I was saying.
Because of how much like editing software is just available and how many people like you don't
have access to
Yeah, have access to it and
like normal people. People that just download it for free off the internet.
I think at least three people that work at this store have editing software.
Right.
Like high-end editing software.
So again, I ask, has it been good or bad for the community when you provide a new way to get the material out, but at the same time, if no one believes it, doesn't that just seem more harmful?
I don't know. Because I'm not sure how many people really, whenever they saw videos, believed it before. I mean, people have been faking photos and videos since it became a thing. Like,
yeah, but it was a lot more scarce.
It was. And there are some that are from back then that still aren't like resolved. Like the
The brown lady
and
coming
the
down the stairs.
Kodiak picture.
Of the the spaceman.
Yeah, the spaceman, Kodiak spaceman.
Firth.
Mm,
the Firth spaceman, I think is what it was. There's the picture of the two sailors in the picture of after they had died. They're in the picture. You could see their faces, and all the other sailors said, "Yeah, that's them. We know them." But stuff like that was because it was so old, and because the technology was so limited. If you shared that picture around, I feel like it had more of an impact than going online looking up ghost videos and getting a million hits that everyone has their own top 10 list now. And it not just the internet. It also goes to like Ghost Adventures, Ghost Hunters. I think there's a new one, Ghost Nation, by the guys that did Ghost Hunters. Like, there's so much paranormal television.
It's the Travel Channel.
It's the Travel, yeah, because that new show's on Travel Channel, by the way. Travel Channel has like a chokehold on the paranormal, but it's not always good. It's filled with characters and overacting, and I don't know, man. Like, just watching that stuff, sometimes it just makes me feel like that it's all just lies.
I think it's a net, like, net badness. I don't know. It hinders it more than it helps. But at least for new viewers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think that because there's all this editing software nowadays, if you get raw footage, you can tell if something's been doctored. Assuming the person is willing to share their raw footage, then they can, it can be like, nothing can be doctored perfectly. It might fool a lot of people, or it might make a lot of people roll their eyes, but if they have actual evidence, you can tell.
Well, some of that stuff is so, like, it's the it's too good to be true thing, but it's so well done. Like, there's a video where somebody could be, I think it was like a guard at his post, and like all of the stuff around him started like just opening and closing and moving around and stuff like that. And
is this news article about goblins in Zimbabwe?
Was that on?
How can you refute
how
that?
How can you not believe that? Well, there's no evidence though. There's not even a video of that.
Yeah.
But there is video of all this other stuff that just, it's like too good to be true. Remember that one we saw of the security guard and the ghost walks by and he sees it and throws a book at it?
Yeah.
Like, you, my instinct is to go, oh, well, look at the way he reacted. That's clearly real. But then it, my other half of my brain says, but that's on the internet.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's real or not. And that's, I think that's just the eternal struggle at this point. As the technology gets better, it's going to be harder and harder for people like us to like take anything seriously. That's my consensus on it. I may be wrong. I usually am. And it's about going to do it for us here tonight. We resolved nothing.
Do we ever?
It's not our job to resolve. It's our job to question.
Yeah.
To present the possibilities to all of our fans out there. Yes. And again, I want to apologize once more to our fans in Zimbabwe if I offended you earlier with my comments about your small...
Stay safe from goblins.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Tomorrow we're going to be back with Pro Wrestling Unscripted, goblin free since 2015.
Impressive. Zimbabwe can't say that.
No,
I don't think Zimbabwe could say anything because of all the goblins.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, goblins can say things.
Where do you get, where's
it
your
might
evidence
not be
for
coherent.
That
coherent, like anything can make a noise.
Communication doesn't have to be
verbal or even like words.
Okay, well, you said anything can make a noise though.
Yeah, but you can make a noise without it being verbal.
What if you have no hands? What if you have no arms, no legs, and you're in a coma?
Well, then you're a vegetable. So
would you rather be a goblin or a vegetable is my question.
Or a vegetable goblin?
Allie, you got anything to jump in here before we go?
No.
Are you satisfied with the way things have happened?
No.
Okay. I think that's a good place to go out as any. Which is great because our battery's about to die anyway. So, thank you guys for tuning in to I Want to Believe. Sorry, it was just the three of us. No Lindsay, no Tanner. Maybe next time. We'll see how the schedules line up.
Maybe Carly.
I am curious to what you guys think about the whole internet thing, though, because I'm dead serious. The internet has been the best and the worst when it comes to sharing evidence and helping other people like discover this stuff. Because like I think about all the things that I never would have heard about without, you know, access to the internet, like the sonic booms, the Hopkinville goblins again.
Sableye.
There's so much that HARP, there's so much stuff that we would have not known about if it weren't for the information superhighway. So stop wasting it. Stop using it for fake videos and cat pictures.
We all know that the internet is 90% cat pictures and 10% porn.
That's
right. Now there's at least 10% of the unicorn puppy.
I was gonna bring that up. Did they ever take it off his face?
No, because it's not affecting it.
Yeah, it'd probably be expensive to have him go through the surgery.
The only reason they would amputate anything is if it needed.
It was like life threatening or damaging.
I see. I thought they were gonna. Does it wag?
No, it's non-functioning.
Thank
at
God.
Least right now. It's not attached to anything, so it doesn't wag. But they do have at least 300 applications for adoption.
Of course. I mean, that thing's taken off everywhere. And where are they? They're local,
they're
right?
They're in Jackson, Missouri.
Yeah, over at...
Mac the Pitbull.
Yeah. So that's pretty crazy. The last time we blew up this much on a national level, there was two times I can remember. One was because Trump came to Cape Girardeau. Ugh. And the other was because of Crispy Bacon, the legless pig.
Wasn't that Illinois?
It was, but it was still it was WPSD. It's local. It's like Paducah. Yeah. So, all right, go look up those videos: Crispy Bacon and the Narwhal Puppy, or whatever it is. Is that what it is? Narwhal Puppy?
A narwhal, the magical fluffy unicorn dog, I think, is Well, it kind of keeps changing.
That is a lot of titles.
Can I blow your mind real quick before we go?
What?
That dog was proven not to be real. CG.
Drop the mic.
That's the internet. That's the internet for you. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to see you tomorrow for Pro Wrestling Scripted. And then Nostalgic November continues this Thursday when we talk about something.
Nostalgia.
Have a good night, everybody. And remember, watch the skis. Skies.